If you've ever wondered why your commute to work in Orange County is such an expensive nightmare, the recent controversies surrounding the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority should give you some clue as to why. A report released by State Attorney Jeff Ashton's office revealed that the organization, which is supposed to take care of the maintenance, construction, and administration of our county toll roads, is a hot mess. Among other things, the state attorney found, the Expressway Board held secret meetings over beers, pushed work to pals, bribed people, and orchestrated votes to arrange for a takeover of the agency by members who wanted to control its $300 million budget. The revelations are shocking. Oh, wait, no, they aren't. The Expressway Authority has long been a corrupt political pawn. Remember in 2009 when a grand jury report talked about the organized shakedown of companies doing business with the authority? How about in 2006 when the board's head, Ellen Keene, directed more than $100,000 to an old pal, political consultant Doug Getzlow? Remember earlier this year when Stephen Precourt suddenly turned down a job as head of the authority and accused it of backdoor dealings? Governor Rick Scott has said he'd like to eliminate the corrupt organization. He wants to replace it with a larger regional transportation authority, one that will be in charge of even more of our toll roads and commands an even larger budget. All of its members will be politically appointed by county mayors and the governor. Surely that will end well for county commuters.